I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Got a question, problem, or challenge for me to address? I'll make it as easy as possible for you to ask it and for me to answer it. Post to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag AskDreAllDay. Any question that you have, any challenge, any problem, I'll get it. I'll go through them. I'll pick the best ones and address them right here on this podcast. You can even email me with the subject line AskDreAllDay, hashtag AskDreAllDay on Twitter, Instagram, or email. I will get your question, do it in audio or video, and I'll address it right here on this podcast. Let's get to it. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mirror of Motivation, your self-guide to self-discipline. If you want to have more discipline over yourself, this is the only book you need. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/MOM. Welcome to the best show of all shows, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen, making you a go-getter. Put all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. And today's topic is how to exploit multiple talents. Raise your hand if you believe you have more than one talent to you. You believe there's more than one thing that you're really great at. I believe that we're all great at least one thing. And I think most of us are great at multiple things. I mean, especially once we're working on our game, we could become great at stuff that wasn't even part of our package, part of our equipment when we were born, but it becomes part of our equipment because we are working on our game, because we're out there doing things, taking initiative, being disciplined, showing up and doing the work, even when it's not working, building that mental toughness, and we're confident because of the work that we put in. All of us, I believe, have multiple abilities, multiple skills, multiple things that we are great at. Now, the great Deion Sanders, who's my favorite athlete of all time, he played football and baseball back before I had ever played basketball. Deion Sanders once said that if you have more than one talent, you should be receiving more than one check. I like that line. More than one talent equals more than one check. That's why today's topic is today's topic, because if you may have more than one talent, maybe you have one thing that you're really great at that you are being compensated for right now in whatever way you want to be compensated, maybe multiple ways in which you want to be compensated. But you know there are some other things that you're great at. You know there's some other things that you are providing value in, and you don't feel like the check that you're cashing for that thing and whatever form of resources you would want is big enough. You don't feel those checks are coming periodically. That periodic check is not coming often enough. And when it does, not enough zeros in that check. How can you start exploiting your multiple talents to their fullest extent so you can receive full value in exchange for what it is you're offering to the world and the people in it? Point number one. First thing you got to do is establish yourself for something. You want people to know you as a talented individual because they got to know you in order to give you value, right? In order for somebody to buy something from you, you got to know that you exist, and they got to know that you're offering it. The first step for you is in exploiting your multiple skills, your multiple talents, is establishing yourself for something. Establish yourself for being good at something. All right, this is what building a brand is, right? For people to know you as fill in the blank, whatever it is. I mean, the whole topic of branding comes from on farms, right? On a farm, a farmer would get the branding iron and press that brand into the hide of the cow. So if anyone saw that cow, they would know this came from Mr. Jones's farm from 3 miles away. That's what branding is to imprint on someone what you're about, what you do, when you do it, how you do it, where you do it, so that anytime they think of that thing, they think of you. Anytime someone saw that cow, they thought, oh, that's Farmer Jones's cow. Anytime someone thinks, fill in the blank, they're going to think of you. So you got to establish yourself for something first. This is what building your brand is, so that people know you for this thing, whatever this thing is. Through doing this thing, one thing, doing it really well. Yes, the topic is multiple talents, but we're going to start with just one. Now, you may never get past this step. Actually, I wouldn't say you, but there are some people who never get past this first step of doing one thing really well and establishing their brand for this one thing, whatever this thing is. One reason why this happens is people are too impatient. They're not patient enough to keep doing the necessary work to build their brand. For example, they'll do 3 episodes of their podcast and say, nobody's listening to my podcast. They'll put out 10 videos. Nobody's watching my videos. They start tweeting. This is stupid. I don't understand it. Nobody's reading my tweets. How am I supposed to follow somebody? They're blogging. Nobody's reading it. They put out a product. Nobody's buying it because they neglected to sell it. A lot of people are just too impatient when it comes to building their brand and getting themselves known for something. With all the people out here trying to get themselves known and seen and heard, listen, you got to go hard for a good period of time for people to start knowing you for something. You got to go hard long enough that people say they see that it's consistent. Unconsciously, they notice the consistency and they know that you're about it. Even if they're not consuming it yet, they at least know that you're doing it because you're so consistent in doing it. Another reason why people never establish this point of getting themselves known for doing one thing at a really high level is that they're just not good at what they're doing. This is a good reason why some people don't get known for something. They're not good at it. They're trying to do it. They call themselves doing it. They say that they've done the work. They haven't done enough work on their game. They might not even know what the work is. They may have a completely terrible ass backwards strategy. They're just not good at what they do. Have you known anybody who you've seen them doing something for a good period of time and you're looking at them like, you're just not good at that. I don't know why you keep trying it. Maybe you're just thinking this because you're too nice to say it to them. Maybe you don't know them and you don't want to bother them. You keep trying this. You've been doing it for long enough. You just don't have any natural inclination for doing this thing, but you keep trying to do this thing. I don't know why, but I mean, listen, you got to let people be who they're going to be, right? Some people don't establish themselves. They can't build their brand because they're not very good at what they do. Here's another reason why people can't build a brand and establish themselves. They're trying to be something that they're not. Which kind of goes hand in hand with the previous one of not being very good at what they do, because they're trying to do something that is just not them and therefore they're not very good at it. Then they get impatient. They're like, well, I've been doing this long enough. I should have some results by now, shouldn't I? Yeah, if you were good at it, you would have results if you were good at it. If you were being yourself, if you were speaking from your soul through your actions were speaking through your soul, through your true self. Yes, you will be getting results. So if you find yourself saying, I've been doing this long enough, or you look at what you're doing and you see you're just not that good at it, or you find yourself trying to do something that you know is not really you, these are all reasons why it will be very hard for you to establish yourself for anything. You want the general public, or at least the people that you need to be your general public, to know you for something. You got to do it for a while. You got to be good at it, and you got to be doing it from, it got to really be you. People got to be able to look at it, or see it, or watch it, or hear it, or read it, and say, listen, this is really that person that I'm experiencing right now. They're not thinking that, then there's something wrong in your formula. Point number two, today's topic is how to exploit your multiple talents. So we laid the foundation, right? You got yourself known. This is assuming that you did point number one. People know you for something. And again, this doesn't have to be everybody. You don't need 1 million followers. You just need a group of people to know you for something, because they'll spread the word if you're actually good and you're being yourself. So you've established yourself. Next thing you got to do, your next pursuit has to be symbiotic with the pursuit that you already have. Symbiotic pursuit. So let me give you the definition of the word symbiotic. Involving interaction between two different organisms living in close physical association. Meaning, if you're going to be, let's say, for example, you played sports for a living, the next thing you could do, and you were really talented at your sport, you had a lot of game in playing your sport. When you get out of the sport, you can become a sports broadcaster. If you watch sports and you see the broadcasters, a lot of broadcasters are people who used to play the sport. Why? Because being a broadcaster is symbiotic with being the actual athlete. You went from being a person being talked about to now you talk about it, but you have a lot of credibility in talking about it because of your experience and actually doing it. So symbiotic pursuits. For example, A person might start out making videos on Vine, and then they move their videos to YouTube, then they start making video courses, and then their videos are so great, they get a TV show on HBO. That can happen because they're all symbiotic. You started out being great at 6-second videos, and you got good at doing homemade videos. Now you're making TV shows. Maybe you become a producer, and you start winning Oscar awards. So those are symbiotic. I start out doing weekly motivation videos. If someone likes to make motivational messages, maybe they can become a motivational author or start a motivation podcast or become a motivational speaker. A person who's a blogger may go on to become a journalist for a big-time publication, or to go on and start writing best-selling books, etc., etc. You got to make the things that you start with, that foundation that you built, that brand, make that connect to the next thing that you do, so you don't have to split yourself into 2, 3, 4, 5 people as you're exploiting your multiple talents. They should all connect to each other in some way, shape, or form. Myself, for example, I was playing sports. And as I'm playing sports, somebody said to me, well, what's your story? Where'd you come from? How'd you get from sitting on a bench? As I would answer some questions, people say, oh, you sat on a bench in high school. How'd you get to become so good? How'd you get to play in college if you sat on a bench? How'd you get to play in the pros? So then I wrote my book, Buy a Game, to tell that story. It's not that basketball and writing books were symbiotic. It was the story of this guy playing ball who we never heard of to, oh, now we know a little bit about him. How'd you do that? Then I had to tell them how I did it. So I went and wrote a book. Then it became, well, what was your mindset through that whole situation? So I started making weekly motivation videos. Then it became, well, hey, why don't you talk some more about the mental game? Because people who don't play sports can learn from that. Then it became the mental handbook. It became the super you and the mirror motivation and the mental game best practices. It eventually became this podcast and turned into a whole bunch of other things. So I made each thing connect to the other thing in some way, shape, or form. And another benefit you get from doing that when you create symbiotic pursuits is that the people who knew you for the first thing, if the next thing you do is connected to the first thing in some way, they will follow you to that next thing. So when I was doing, let's say, YouTube videos, how I initially got some people to listen to this podcast when I first started, I had a little bit of a following already online in different places, not in my podcast, but in different places. And I said, okay, look, this podcast that I'm about to start, I'm going to talk about the same mental game stuff that I talk about every Monday on Weekly Motivation. I'm going to talk about it every day on this podcast. And then people are like, you know what? I want that. I want to go listen to that. Or the things that experiences that I've been through. I'm going to tell some stories about experiences that I've been through and how that can relate to your life. People say, you know what? I want that. I'm going to pay attention to that. So people who are following me on, let's say, Snapchat or Instagram started listening to this podcast. There are plenty of people listening to this who found me through, they had already followed me on YouTube when I was talking just basketball all the time. Now they're listening to me talk stuff that is not necessarily basketball, but could be, because I established my brand in one place, moved it to the next. And there's some of you here who caught on to me somewhere in between. I mean, I got several different pursuits. I've written, I've done audio, video, I've done social media, podcasts, speaking. I've been on other people's podcasts. I blog. I use all the stories and snaps and all of that stuff. Different people have found me in all of those different places. And once you establish in your mind, okay, this guy is going to bring X to the table and you wanted X, you started following me, then you found out I do this. Oh, let me read that book. Or you found out I do this. Or let me listen to that podcast. I do this. Or let me watch that video. Or I do this. Or let me go catch that live stream. So this is how you connect. So you got to make sure everything that you're doing is connecting to something that you already do. Ideally connecting to everything that you do so that the audience that you've already established, at least a percentage of those people, will follow you to the next thing because they are connected in some way. That's what symbiotic means. Point number three in today's topic is how to exploit your multiple talents. Point number three. Don't put limits on yourself. You have multiple talents. Don't put limits on yourself of, I can fill in the blank, but I can't fill in the blank. I can do this thing, but I can't do that thing. Or I can go this far, but I can't go, well, I did this, but I can't do this. I did write books, but I don't know if I can go get a deal from a publisher. I do make videos, but I don't know if I can get my own TV show. I mean, I am funny on YouTube, but I don't know if I can go do any stand-up comedy. Why not? Why are you telling yourself things that you can't do based on where you are right now? Just because what you're doing right now is not as big as that thing that you're thinking about doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means you have not done it. And before you ever say that you can't do something, make sure that you've tried it. Jadakiss said that in the song, We Gonna Make It. Never say you can't do it till you try it first. Have you tried the thing that you're saying you can't do? If you haven't tried it, don't say you can't do it. Simple as that. If no one's done it before, maybe that's the reason why you think you can't do it, because it's never existed. Maybe someone just threw out some wild idea. Maybe you got some wild idea in the shower or while you were driving to work at this thing you could do that's never been done. And you're like, nobody's ever done that. Nobody's ever thought of that. Listen, I don't know. And you kind of dismissed it. It can't even be possible because no one's ever done it before. What's stopping you from being the first? The purpose of having ability, ladies and gentlemen, is for you to utilize that ability. The purpose of you having multiple talents, multiple skills, multiple things that you can contribute in this life is for you to actually go do it, not for you to talk about it, not for you to think about it, not for you to go tell people how much potential you have, because again, potential is going to be measured by your actions at some point. There comes a point in life where people stop looking at you as potential and they start looking at you as, okay, what have you actually done? And if you don't have anything on that answer, what you've actually done, then your value goes down to the ground, zero. So use the ability that you have. That's the purpose for you having it. That's how you exploit your multiple talents. Recapping today's topic, which is, again, exploiting all your talents. Deion Sanders said, if you have more than one talent, you should be cashing more than one check. Number one, establish yourself for something. Establish your brand. This is what branding is, making sure people know you for something, associating you with fill in the blank, whatever that thing is going to be. Start with just one. You may have 1,000 talents. Let's just start with one talent. We'll put the other 999 on hold for now. Pick the one thing that you can really establish yourself in. Don't be so impatient that you don't put the time in. Make sure you're doing something that you're actually good at when you're putting it out there. And don't try to be somebody that you're not, because none of those are going to connect. No one will follow your brand, quote unquote, if you make those mistakes. Number two, create symbiotic pursuits. Your next pursuit needs to be somehow connected to your previous pursuit. If you did videos on YouTube, maybe you could do a video course. You did a video course, maybe you could make an online course. Did an online course, maybe you could teach workshops. You teach workshops, maybe you could start your own live events. Start your own live events, you could start having your own conference every single year. Make them symbiotic to each other. If you are a motivational Instagrammer, you could become a motivational speaker, maybe, if that's what you want to do. If you're a great blogger, you become a journalist. You're a great journalist, you can write a book. You write books, you can write a screenplay. So connect the thing that you're doing already to the next thing that you can possibly do. And point number three, this is important going along with point number two, don't put limits on yourself. The things that I'm saying there, you may think are so far away, so far removed from who and where you are now that it couldn't even be possible for you to be that person. Why not is my question. Why can't you be that person? Have you actually tried and failed? Probably not. Have you ever even put any effort towards the first step toward doing that thing? Probably not. Have you had a conversation with anybody who could help you get in a position to do that thing and had them tell you absolutely not? No, there's no way in hell I'll ever help you. Probably not. You haven't even taken the first step. So don't put limits on yourself of what you can't do if you have not tried yet. Just because no one else has done it before, that's the perfect reason for you to do it. So you can be the first. You can get everybody else hating, like I talked about in yesterday's episode. And then everybody else is going to move things forward because of that. And then you can hate on them and everybody can just keep going and everybody keeps advancing everything. And we all live happily ever after. The purpose of having the ability, people, is to use it. Use what is yours. If you do not use your ability, it will atrophy. It will generally waste away from non-use. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.